The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
So years ago when we started the holiday break-ins, we had two families the first year. Mm-hmm. And I remember sitting in the studio off the air talking about what if this is something we could do every year? Because we barely got it done the first year.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't have much to go on.
We go to management and say, we want you to have the salespeople get us $2,000 from a client. But the client doesn't get advertisements, they don't get commercials, and we won't say it's sponsored by them because we don't want it to sound commercial. But we will thank them for helping these families. Oh, and the salesperson doesn't get commission.
Yeah.
And we're going to break into houses. And somehow, the people that ran the Hawk said, okay, we'll do that.
We can do that.
And so here we are all these years later. One of the things we talked about is maybe this could become a charity. And we could spread the feelings of the break-ins throughout the year. And that's what we're about to do. We're going to place a call here.
Hello.
Hi, Stacy.
Hi.
How are you? It's the Free Beer and Hot Wing Show.
Good. How are you?
Good. Is this good, an okay right? time?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you at work?
I am at work, but I just snuck off into a little room.
Okay.
Oh, we do that a lot here, too, but for totally different reasons.
Yeah.
Now, I can imagine.
You work for a school. We're not going to say which school, but what do you do there?
I am the secretary, and I wear many hats, though. So not only do I do all the, you know, paperwork stuff, but I also am a safe space for a lot of students to come and tell me all of their good things and their bad things and their drama, which is really fun to hear about.
I'm very interested because whenever I go into my kids' schools, and it's been consistent across the different schools at different ages, the folks that work in the office that have your job, they know everyone. They know everyone's schedule. They know everything that's going on. I don't know how you all do it. Like, I'll walk in and they'll be like, oh, so-and-so. Oh, yeah, your old, you know, so-and-so's older sibling is in this class and this, and they have this going on. How do you do that?
Well, I'm not sure how I do it, but I talk to them a lot and I like to hear about their lives. And, you know, it is kind of fun hearing all the drama, the good and the bad. But I think it's important to make each kid feel seen and know that they're not just a face to me, but, you know, know their name, know who they're living with. And
yeah.
Who are they dating this week or this day or whatever it is?
I say so, that like, how do you do it? But in reality, the secret is that all of you have is you care, which is why you're there in the first place, right?
Yes.
Stacy, you sent us a letter that caught my attention. You made a nomination for our charity Idiots for Underdogs, supported by the fancy idiots that listen to the show, and some people and businesses have donated as well. And I'm going to share that. So you already know what this says, but listen in while I share it with everybody else. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Feel free to interject. Hello, my name is Stacy and I work at blank school. We need your help. Our school is filled with the excitement of the holidays. By the way, this came into us just before Thanksgiving. And the kids are pumped for the break and, of course, for presents, that is, and everything else going on. And the parents, like most of us other adults, are tired but excited, too. That's why this email that we got recently from a mother named Dee Dee, who appears to be at her last hope, broke all of our hearts. Dee Dee is a bubbly, kind-hearted woman who brightens any room she enters. She is infectious. First to volunteer. Last to leave. The exact type of parent everyone in our business education hopes to deal with. That's what makes her situation so heartbreaking. Dee Dee's son, Caden, started at our school after transferring from another school in the middle of last year to escape a horrific bullying situation. Caden started mid-year because it just couldn't wait. The bullying was too bad. Caden was thriving last year and looking forward to a full year at school this year with a little bit of foundation under him. But at the start of the year, Caden needed emergency surgery and missed the first full week of school out of nowhere.
Oh, God.
Caden has had ongoing medical complications with his health, which has caused him to miss a ton of school, and he's now considered homebound Dee Dee, who has some limited family on the other side of the state, but none here, has no one to lean on. Taking so much time off work to care for Caden led to Dee Dee being let go of her from her job, which then takes away insurance and everything else. In spite of this, she's still the first to sacrifice for others and to cheer others on. Now then, Stacy, you wrote, Dee Dee sent me this note. I wanted you guys to see it. It said, "Hi, Miss Stacy. I don't want Caden to know that his mom is failing. That gets me. God dang it, does that get me? Yeah. I don't want Caden to know that his mom is failing at being a provider for his two most favorite holidays and in general. I don't want him to know or even think that our life is a struggle. None of this is his fault, and I know he would take it to blame because he had to have surgery. I don't want him to blame himself for what we are going through, and I don't even want him to know what I can't. I don't want him to know that I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
This is the hardest thing to go through. I lie awake at night wondering how we'll get through. I need help, Miss Stacy. It's the hardest thing I've ever had to do to write that. I don't know what to do next." So then, Stacy, you wrote, "That's why I'm nominating Dee Dee for Idiots for Underdogs. We at the school talked about adopting her and her family as a school, but obviously money isn't exactly falling off trees on education salaries, and a lot of people are also strapped. We're trying our best, but between unemployment, medical bills, and the holidays, Dee Dee and Caden are sinking. Help them float with their heads above water and let her and Caden keep shining into the next year as they move past these troubled spots." Stacy, that hit our hearts.
Wow.
A mom what writing a and saying, "I don't want my child to know that I'm failing." First of all, you're not failing.
No.
That's so
I don't
hard.
Know her, but she's not failing. It sounds like she has a great heart. Is that fair, Stacy?
So fair. I think it takes so much courage to ask for help and be that vulnerable. And I mean, I know she's probably not the only family out there in our school that needs help, but she's someone who asked, and to just have that courage to do that, I felt really responsible to help her. And so we did decide to adopt them as a staff before I had the idea of nominating them. But like you said, we're educators and we don't get paid the big bucks here, but we wanted to help as much as we could. So we wanted to do something for them.
Our hoodlums are pretty busy with the holiday break-ins, which will come up on the 19th of this very month. But we wanted to get started with the right spirit. And the whole idea of Idiots for Underdogs, when Hot Wings and I were starting that along with the rest of the show, was to extend the idea of the break-ins beyond just one day in December. And I know it's very close, but as a result, we're going to get this check to you for $5,000 to help this family.
That is so insane. I'm speechless. That is going to change their lives, I think. I think it's going to help them, just the step they need to get in the right direction. And like, just what a huge blessing. I'm like so blown away by that.
And they seem like the type to pay it forward, which, and by the way, a parent dealing, having to move their child to a different school because of bullying, that breaks my heart so badly.
It's an absolute
already
nightmare.
Terrible.
It's something that I worry about all the time. Stacy, how is Caden's health?
Well, they're still homebound and they try to come once a week just to get that social aspect, because, you know, they had just started to make really good connections here and friendships, but really not in a great position to come every day consistently. But I'm hoping, you know, maybe next year that will change and we can get them back in school. This is such a blessing to them. I know it will be. And just to take all of that pressure off of Dee Dee to, you know, provide a good holiday for them, I think is going to be so helpful. And
because
I'm so excited to
because
tell them.
People will ask, Stacy, what kind of work did Dee Dee do? Maybe there'll be somebody listening who could say, well, she could work from home or we have flexible schedules. I don't know if that'll happen, but I always like to ask just in case.
I know that she was doing something in a factory, maybe delivering some packages and that kind of thing. I don't necessarily want to say the name of the business. But because, you know, her attendance had to be so inconsistent that she was not able to keep that job. You know, she's the sole parent for a child who's ill.
So, you
know, like, how do you decide what's more important, taking care of your sick child or going to work to be able to provide? So it's really, it's really hard.
It is. Well, if we hear anything, we will pass that your way as well. You will be, you are leading this charge along with the rest of your staff there.
Yeah, Stacy, are you going to be able to get a team together to help you spend $5,000?
Yes. And we are, our next staff meeting, I'm hoping to, you know, go purchase some things, and by our next staff meeting, have a wrapping party to, you know, be able to give these gifts. And we're really excited to do that. And you guys made that all possible, and we are so thankful. And I know that the staff here is going to be mind blown as well.
The
your generosity.
You all are the ones who opened your heart to families and welcome, like you said, to take an interest in them and share that love. We appreciate it. We're happy to be a small part on this. The audience is the one who donates and helps get this done. And you guys are doing all the work. We're just taking the credit. So thank you, Stacy. Have a wonderful holiday season and make it happen for Miss Dee Dee and Caden.
Thank you so much. And I'm so happy to give you all the credit. You are not a small part. You are truly making a difference in people's lives and such a huge blessing. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.